really get this on the road. It's something that we've been working on for a while. So, you know, right now the opportunity presents itself, and we just got to work at it and get the job done.
You hear all the talk about the Packers offense and the Giants defense. Are you able to accept that challenge?
Yeah, you know, they have an explosive offense. You know, got a great quarterback. They're a dangerous team. We all know that coming into the game. So pretty much right now we're just focusing. Everybody focusing and getting ready for this game.
What's the key to getting to Rodgers, I guess? You know, he's so good at eluding things in the backfield and kind of spinning away.
Basically just staying disciplined. You know, everybody knows he can make plays with his feet, just as well as his arm. And just staying disciplined. That's the biggest thing.
Do you guys have to get to him, or you just have to, you know, hold your ground? Like, what's the philosophy here?
No, most definitely got to get to him. I mean, as well as being disciplined at the same time. Just getting in his face, that's the biggest thing. Got to put pressure on him. And, you know, we'll see on Sunday.
Do you bring a swagger into this place, OV, in terms of what this defense has accomplished this year?
I don't know. It's just we're going to be giant football. That's it.
Obi, since the first press conference you had when you signed with the Giants, you've been talking about the chance to make the playoffs. Now that it's here, how big are the butterflies? How much is the anticipation for you?
I wouldn't say any butterflies. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are excited just to have the opportunity. And, you know, you don't get too many chances to be in the postseason, so we're just going to make the best of our opportunity.
What did you learn about him after the first time that you played him this season? You can take it to this game.
I mean, we all knew that he was, you know, he's a great quarterback. You know, he's able to make plays with his feet and his arms. So, overall as a team, you know, they got guys on defense and guys on offense that can make plays. And, you know, that's something that coming in the first time we played them, you know, they got us over there in Lambeau Field, and you know, That's what they did. They had home field advantage and everything like that, which they got again. It's going to be a hostile environment. And, you know, it's a good team to be facing. So we just can't wait to get there.
With Jason out for the last three, 4 weeks, how have offensive lines changed the way they kind of attack or try to slow you down? Have you noticed a difference?
You talking about the opposing offense?
Yeah.
Basically, they know we can rush the passer. So, you know, basically to try to limit our pass rush, and we know that. So our main thing is just stopping the run and forcing them to throw the ball.
How have offensive lines, I guess, changed how they attack you in particular or try to slow you down in particular?
I mean, you know, they're going to just try to run the ball, trying to run the ball or play action pass, you know, little things like that as far as just trying to get you off your spot. That's been game plans of certain offenses that we play, so. We just got to get ready for Green Bay.
Over the last few weeks, Spags has been getting Damon Harrison a little bit more involved in the pass rush. When you add another piece to the puzzle like that, what kind of effect does that have on the total picture?
I think right now at this point in time in the season, or postseason, guys are willing to do anything. So, Damon Snacks, being able to be out there with us and, being able to contribute just not only on run but on pass games, we need all hands on deck.